Unit 1. Strange and Unusual. Reading 1. American Superstitions. Every culture has superstitions. Some people believe them more than others. Even in our modern technological society, superstitions still hold a powerful influence. Most people seem to outgrow them. But how many people continue to believe, or at least act like they believe, these superstitions as adults? A survey conducted for the journal American Demographics by the research firm Market Facts found some surprising results. In modern America, where superstitions are seen as nothing more than the beliefs of a weak mind, 44% of the people surveyed still admitted they were superstitious. The other 56% claimed to be only optimistically superstitious, meaning they were more willing to believe superstitions relating to good luck over ones related to bad luck. For example, 12% of those who said they were not really superstitious confessed to knocking on wood for good luck. And 9% confessed they would pick up a penny on the street for good luck. A further 9% of non-believers also said they would pick a four-leaf clover for luck if they found one. And some still believed in kissing under the mistletoe for luck. Of the 44% of Americans who admit their superstitious beliefs, 65% said they were only a little, 27% were somewhat, and 8% were very superstitious. Among this group of believers, some interesting differences appeared when the men and women were considered separately. In the survey, women comprised 60% of the entire superstitious group, seeming to indicate women tended to be more superstitious than men. However, more than half, 64%, of the very superstitious believers were male. Additionally, age also showed significant differences among the believers and non-believers. More young people admitted their superstitious nature than older people in the survey. For people between the ages of 18 and 24 taking the survey, 64% claimed to be at least a little superstitious. But for seniors 65 and older, only 30% admitted to believing any superstitions. It might be expected that people with more education would be less superstitious, but results from the survey indicated almost equal numbers of believers among those with and without college degrees. Of those survey respondents who never finished or only finished high school, 42% reported being at least a little superstitious. For those with a college education, 47% claimed the same minimal level of belief. In the survey, 10 common superstitions were listed for the people who responded. Of these superstitions, 5 were related to good luck and 5 to bad. Respondents were then asked to check the ones they believed. Of the superstitions in the list, good luck superstitions were more widely held. The top superstitions most people followed very much were picking four-leaf clovers for luck, 79%, knocking on wood for good luck, 72%, picking up pennies for luck, 70%, and crossing fingers for luck, 59%. Of the bad luck superstitions, the most common belief was that breaking a mirror brought bad luck, 82%. Other bad luck superstitions listed in the survey included seeing black cats, walking under ladders, seeing the bride before the wedding, and doing anything on Friday the 13th. Many people would like to think it could not hurt to do something like knocking on wood or crossing your fingers to bring a little luck. After all, who doesn't want a little luck? Supplemental reading. Unlucky number 13. 1998 was a very bad year, especially for people who believe the number 13 is an unlucky number. In 1998, 3 months had a Friday that fell on the 13th of the month, February, March, and November. That is actually the most Friday the 13ths possible in any year. The origin of the number 13 being an unlucky number goes back to the time of Jesus' death. At the Last Supper, Jesus gathered his 12 followers for a special meal, but including himself, there were a total of 13 people at the table. One of those followers later betrayed Jesus and turned him over to be killed. Today, superstitions about the number continue to worry people. As a result, most American skyscrapers do not have a 13th floor. In addition, most airplanes lack a 13th row because few customers would buy tickets to sit there. Perhaps surprisingly, when asked, only 13% of the American population admits they believe that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. The percent is slightly higher among young people, about 30% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 say they try to generally be a little more careful on a Friday falling on the 13th. Interestingly, the 9 movies of the horror series Friday the 13th were all released during this age group's formative years, 1980 to 1993. Perhaps the series has had a greater effect on people than anyone would like to admit.